This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
To the 16th, so we'll have a full 6 week. We'll have a 6 week break. Yeah, that's Sunday before the Shabbos. Before that's right. I wonder whether we shouldn't put a Motzei Shabbos advert in just to say it's the last year, but this Motzei Shabbos, so we'll only be able to get it in Friday night. That's all, isn't that? But at least let's do that. But there will be one because there wasn't one last week. People might not know. If I can work one out before tomorrow, I'll give you a shout. Otherwise, untitled. Yeah, thanks. It would be better to put the title in. I'll try and see if I can work one out. So the Tur and the Beis Yosef together, you've got a summary of the whole story. It goes beautiful. And one can go through it quickly because it's all revision. This is Poshut Chazorah. Here and there's a bit of a Chiddush that we have to be omed on. Let's first go through all the Tur, and then we'll start the Beis Yosef. Reuven shemochar kol sadoisov l'shimon bishtar echot. Sorry? Kufyutes. Simon Kufyutes. Difficult to? No, because on Kufyutes page. Then you've got the page that says Mem on the left. You've got a page that says Mem. It's cut off. A page that starts. That's right, okay. If you want to number your pages, I'll just go through the pages that you know how to number them. So page one is the one that starts with Kuf Yutes. The next one, the first word in the Tur, is Veloy Nisha. So Veloy Nisha is your page two. The next one, the first word, is Loive Shehitno Yom Hamalve. Page 4 is Mehen Kolzman. So that you can just sequentize them. And the last one is Yowek, the end of the Simon, Nizokin of Al-Khoiv. Okay. Reuven Shemoch. The important thing when one goes through halacha is to identify what part in the Gemara it's referring to, so that you don't get confused. Reuven Shemochar kol sadoisav l'shimun bishtar echod. V'choza shimun umocho sode achas lelevi. V'hi beinonis. So what sugi are we dealing with here? That's the first thing to be clear on it. As we go through, do we know exactly where we're talking in the Gemara? This is our Amarov, this is the last sugya. And the Tur, like the Rosh, makes the condition that it's Bishtar Echad. Like Rashi. Unlike the Ri. Vehi Beinonis, Veloy Nishar Beinonis Acheres Biyad Shimon. And another Beinonis does not remain in Biyad Shimon. He doesn't say Beinonis Acheres Kavose. What does our Gemara say? Beinonis de kavosei, our Gemara says, which lichori is important. What happens if he left a beinonis not kavosei? A beinonis not as good as the beinonis he took, but it's still beinonis.
According to the Rosh.
So there'll be a machlokes, Rosh and Tosfos. Because the Rosh says that. The Rosh says that he can choose, that the Loive can choose. Memele, my mocha, we can say my mocha, and in the same way as Shimon could have chosen. No, that the Loive can choose, not the Balchev. Right? So that means that, Shimon could have chosen, and that Malmacha, so the same way as Shimon could have pushed him off the Beinonis he took, he can push him off the Beinonis, he can push him off his own Beinonis, say enough to the Chalmoku. But according to Tosfos, who says that in Beinonis itself, even Tosfos is moedi that he can choose. So that the Kavosi and the Gemara is lav dafke, it would seem. See, again, according to Tosfos, the Hinachti L'chol Mochem, what was the Svara? What did Tosfos say as the Svara of Hinachti L'chol Mochem? As the Nachlas Tovid explained it. Not Hinachti L'chol Mochem, but L'hachi Daiki, L'hachi Daiki V'zavni. That he says, I went out of my way to protect you, not to take that which was suited for you. And in return for that, he is not a Peshaya. He took steps to actually protect himself. To protect the Baal Choy. So here he couldn't tie into that. Here he takes the nicest of the Beinonis. What's he protecting the Baal Choy? So we can say he doesn't have to come onto that. Here he only uses enough to the Chol Mochem. Enough to the Chol Mochem, I don't have to protect you. I left you what? I left your Beinonis. It's good enough. So the Tur holds that the Kavosei is loved up, because the field that you leave behind does not have to be as good as the field that he took, as long as they're both Beinonis. I was going to say, is there anything? Does Rashi leave it out, the Kavosei? And that's if it's Tosfos bases the whole thing on Momachar, and after the Chomokim really means Momachar, so Tosfos, but also it doesn't have to be exactly the same. Who does? The Gemara says the Gemara, so yeah, but the Halacha of the two houses, it's not loved after. Uvo Balchiv Ligvis, Rotso Govim Ibainan, Ishibiad Levi, Rotso Govim Ibimashibiad Shimain. Even if Shimon has only got Idis, Yochel Ligvois Mimeno. Who says that? The Rosh. That's taken from the Rosh. When can he be Govim Milevi? That's the second case in the Rova story. Then he can't be Govim. Likewise, if there is a Beinonis left with Shimon, doesn't again not the Kavosei Dafke, but a Beinonis left beyad Shimon and a Yochel Ligvus Milevi, afilu im lokach Beinonis. So that's the case of Rove. V'chol zeloi airi ela kishekanom Shimon miruven bevas achas. And this is Dafke if Shimon bought it from Ruven bevas achas. Aval kanom bezeachas ze v'kona ziburis b'acharino. But if he bought it, Bezach HaZeh and Ziburis came last, Eino Govi be Levi, he cannot claim from Levi. Why not? Because all the Shibudim are on the Ziburis. That's the Brison, Daf Chesam with Aleph. V'cheshem Shim Hoyso HaBeinonis Adayin B'yad Shimon HoYodoy Choyso Mimeno, Etzel Ziburis. And just as if Shimon still had the Beinonis, he could have pushed him off the Beinonis onto the Ziburis, because that's the way the Shibudim lay. Shekono b'acharino, kach yochel Levi litchoyis etzel zibur shenishlo b'yad Shimon shoyosu baschorim b'acharino. Poshut halochi. Then there comes a halochi which is not from our Gemara. Lo v'shehitno, so leave that out, that little gimel to dalet, that's the only part that's not in our Gemara. Four lines further down. Ruven shehoyolo idis uveinonis v'ziburis. Because they were bought on at the same time. V'im toan kol lokeach v'lokeach l'ze shebo litreif mimenu ani lokeach titchile v'inachti l'chol mokum ligvus mimenu. And if each lokeach tainas, I didn't take last and I left you place to claim from, how would that situation exist? It's all on the same day, but if they can bring rayas that they didn't buy first, Ming Edim, that they bought at 4 o'clock, and at that time there was still stuff left to present taken at 5 o'clock. Because of Ramban, Shishemin Le. We listened to it. Kivan Shu Sofik Ben Yochel Livus Ad Shiyovi Raya Mikono Bacharena. Since the Sofik, and he cannot bring a Raya, so Hamotzi Mechavera Olav Raya. Any Yochel Ligvus Ad Shiyovi Raya Mikono Bacharena. He would have to prove who bought after him. But if he can show that somebody else bought after him, then Enachanami, he can be doichet from his field. Veri Pirish Kivan Shu Nikam Bitoich Hashtar. He says, no, we're not interested in him bringing rayas. Share shloshton b'yom echot kono. Ve'en kusvin shoyz kinyan shloshton lo'echal ela ad seif hazman. The Re holds that the kinyan only takes place at the end of the day. Or that retrospectively we view the kinyan as having taken place at the end of the day, which means that irrespective of what times the different documents were signed, transfer took place simultaneously for all of them. And that's why we don't write time and shtoris. Says the Re. So there's a machlokes Ramban and Re. Whether the fact that we treat them as separate, whether they can be treated as separate times, even though they were on the same date. The Ramban says yes, if we had proof. And the Re says even if we had proof, no, because effectively the sales all took place at the end of the day. Vaz cholu kulam ke'echod, and then they all took effect at the same time. Did we have that machlokes anyway? In our editors, bring it in. The Ramban, I don't think we saw. Sorry? Yes, but the whole thing was there, but not the sheet of the Ramban we didn't have. Mechoron lishloisho bezeach hazeh begimel yomin o b'yom echod v'nichtav ashoyis b'shtar. If it was written to three different people, if it was sold to three different people at three different days or on the same day, but the times were stipulated in the shtar, imein bo'en din kedimek g'on shizmon o b'yom echod inamil acha shiniz chayev l'kulom kono v'chosov lo'im da'akno l'kulom da'akno. If there is no reason to give a din kedima, well, no, because he is saying the time was written in. The Ramban is only saying if the time wasn't written in, we'll go by edus. But if the time is written in, no, it could be that if the time is written in, then it's dafka yes. Only the reason, yeah, the read dafka says it. We don't write time, and that's why. Kivan sheno nika mitoich hashtar. Therefore we say it's all chal at the end of the day. But if in the shtar there is a time written, then even the Re will learn that you go by the time and not by the general date of the shtar. Then kulam govim mina achareh. Lo hispik govim mishlefonov, lo hispik govim mishlifnefonov. Vim shtoro shel echod mon koidim lechaveru, vim ligvus ke echod, kol mi shtoro koidim yigbe mina achareh tchilo. And if they're different shtoros, then whoever's got the earlier shtar will claim from the last one first. Beinim u'idis u'beinanis or ziburis, then we'll then not go. We had that, I think it was the Sefer Truma who brought that, wasn't it? That Tzitz was brought. Then irrespective of the type of property, we will go only by the timing. And it can land up that the Nizak has to get the ziburis and the Ksudas Isha gets the idis. Remember, Tzitz was brought that. So it was a rivo. A rivo, and the Tzitz was on Davches and Adaf Ein lo gevim shulafonov. Yeah. It goes there then purely by timing. And if the Nizokin come first and then the Balchoiv and then the Ksuvus Isho, and Nizokin Kuvim Ligvus Mehaachar and Afilu Hiziburis, the Nizokin have to take from the last one, even if that last one is Ziburis. And the Balchoiv takes next, Afilu Hiidis, Ksuvus Isho Mehaachar, Afilu Hiide Idis. And then comes the Ksuvus Isha. If she's left with the best of all the fields, that's her good luck. But that's the order of the Kedima, then, is as to follow the order of the times. And the Nizak can't say, look what's happened to us. We, who are supposed to have the strongest time, now we've got the least. Because the overriding halacha is that the earlier Shibudim claim first. And that first claim has to go using the principle of Ein Govim Menechosim B'Shubodim Mizman B'Mokim Shish B'Nei Choyrim. So the Nizak has first claim, and he has to exercise that first claim. He's got to take it first. Could he waive it? I suppose he could waive it if they agree, but they can insist, no, you've got to take first. And where is his Shibud? His Shibud is on the field that was bought lost, which might be a Ziburis. Tough luck, that's how it is. And if he takes wants to take an earlier one, the buyer will say, I left you place to claim from. But if the Nizak will make a deal with the first Lukuchos, with the first buyers, and get them to agree to leave, to allow him to claim from the better property, and they will not exercise their right to claim in Nachti L'chol Mokim, lo yuchol Baal Choy v'Ksubas Isha lo yimak panistalek shibud chol mehem. The Ksubas Isha and the Baal Choy cannot say, one second, you've got nothing to do with this. Kiven sheniach b'nei Choy yunetzel amoyche. The Kiven sheshtarcha mugdom atat zorich likach v'b'nei Choy sheniach yitzel amoyche. They can't force him, it's not their business. This din, that the one with the earliest shibud has to take the last purchased property, has got nothing to do with the other creditors. That's just a din between the one creditor and the various lukuchas. That the lukuchas can say in their defense, enachti l'chol mokum, and therefore force him to take from the last property, even if it's ziburis. But if he makes a deal with the lukuchas, ksubas isha can't come and say, hey, you're supposed to take from ziburis because that was the last one, because that gezeira wasn't made for the protection of the other creditors. That gzeira was made for the protection of the lukuchas, and if the lukuchas want to forgo that protection, they're entitled to do so. Mishum domalu nizak kulu mishabdi didininu, because the nizak can say they're all meshubed to me. Elo shechachomim tiknu l'toyvas halukuchas she'en govim en kozman shish b'nei chorim. It's a takonos chachomim that en govim en echosim meshubodim umokom yish b'nei chorim. Bekivan she'en mochla atakonos shetiknu l'toyvosum atem malochem imi. And since the Lukuchos have forgone that benefit, what have you got to do with me? And the Ekach Mezimem She'erze, I'll take from whichever one I want. That's a very important halacha. That this halacha of Ein Gevim Menesov and Chosim Meshubodim Mokham Yeshish Bnei Chorin is a halacha that governs the relationship between the Lakuach and the creditor. And it's in the interests of the Lakuach. And it has nothing to do with the other creditors. If he sold to one person, and he took ziburis last, they all take from ziburis. It makes no difference if the moicher is alive or dead. You don't have to come unto yosoimim. And if he bought them at one, all at once, or he bought idis last, then if the moicher is alive, kulam tzuchim nikach ma'aziburis. Then you've got it. They all take from ziburis. Why? Shanu roin ki ilu hechzir l'moicha shtar shel haziburis b'ksivu mesire. Because we view it as if he returned the shtar of the ziburis to the original owner. So here we're talking where idis was taken lost. Where idis is taken lost, he can't use the time of loinicha li b'be. Where idis was bought last, if idis was bought last, why can't he just say loinicha li b'takonos chachonim? No, why would he pay idis? No, and then what if he says it? And then it will be Slam Kulam Nichus Tachas Abayi. But here you can do better than that. Using the Ishakis, he can do better than that. Yeah, okay. Vim kong kikadosh ogiyot b'achmoni. Amoichar dan chay kulon tzichin nikak me'azibur shanu roin ki ilu hechzel amoichar shtar shel azibur b'ksiv v'mesire nimtze b'yodah b'nei chori. And tzichin kulon likvis b'meno v'lav davka shiyachzel l'yisod ezu. And no, he doesn't have to return that particular field. El afilu sod e'acheres v'afilu. You can give them any field. As long as the Baal Choyv will have a field from which, as long as the Loive will have a field from which to pay. V'afilu yitnena lo b'matono. Even if he gives it to him as a present. Or he can just give him a taltalin, anything to have that he can be goyve from. Did the Rosh say that actually? We debated that. Did the Rosh actually say that it must be that stuff to that field? The Ksiba Mesira. Kenzan, but he leaves it very wide, doesn't he? All that we review is since it is in the power of the lekuach to enrich the loive, thus ensuring that there will be no tainas on his own property, we view it as if that was in fact done. And we make them take the ziburis. Interesting. Let's see you give these generous presents. Even if he doesn't tie it, we tie it. And if Taki is dead and they're Yusimim, Mashikono Achreim is Aviyim, as Dina Havi Hachi, then the halacha is as follows. Im Lokach, so now he's creating a case where he bought, well, you'll go to the various different cases, but there are Yusimim. So you can't use Ishakis anymore. Im Lokach Ziburis Bacharino, if he took Ziburis last, Kulam Gavim Imeno. Then it's simple. Then he says, "Nichali betakonas chachomim." All of you take the ziburis. Im lokach idis ba'acharon yichu kulon kedino. If he took idis last, then he can simply make them all take their own din. Why? Shiyom elu nichali betakonas chachomim shetiknu. Yeah, that's all it does. En gevim nechosim meshuvim okum shish menechirim. V'im lokach beinonis ba'acharon, and if he took beinonis last, then nizokinu va'achiv beinonis uksuvas isha beziburis. He makes a marriage here. And says, yeah, you can do both. Legabi, the Nizak, he'll say to the Nizak, Nichali betakonas chachomim. And you must take the Beinonis. And likewise to the Baal Chuyv. But to the Ksubas Isha, he'll say, Lo nichali betakonas chachomim, and you must take the Ziburis. Isn't that amazing? You can do both. It's a chidush, isn't it? He doesn't have to make up his mind. Yeah. In each case, he can decide whether to use the takona that was given to him for his benefit or not. What else can he do? If she takona, so I don't want the takona. Good. So then what? So you don't have an automatic tine on the last one. So what tine do you have? Tine is the total. The takonos chazal doesn't apply. So you're just going to do the normal ones. The last case. Mecholon le'echod bezuach hazu u'mochar idis ba'acharino. He sold to one on separate occasions and sold idis last. What case is this? This is the top rova case, isn't it? Machlokes rova nabaya. This is the Pshita one. The Chozar Olokeach Umochar Beinonis Beziburis V'Shiel Idis Kulan Goyvi Mea Idis Shebi Yodei Sharein Bi Yodei Beinonis Beziburis Shiocholoi Ma Linichali Betakanta De Rabona V'Mochar Idis V'Shiel Beinonis Beziburis Lefonov Az Goyvin Kedinoi Nizokin Bi Idis V'Alchoi Beinonis Ksubas Ishe Beziburis Kederek Shu Yoisin Ima Yushloish Tam Biyad Lokeach Rishon Mak Rovet. And this too, you've got the whole sugya summarized lahalokhi. The drish is what? Why? And the pshat of the lotion isn't like that. Which rosh? What's the shot? That's a rosh, yeah. That's a rosh.
But in any event, but very explained, the explains why the cases are different. Not just that, but they're different cases. The one case he has.
Who explains the drisha they're talking about?
He actually makes a difference between the two cases. Between what he's got. One case is Android, the other case is Enzibus.
That's right, it's not. Okay, we'll have a look inside him, session. Let's have a look at the Beis Yosef first. Beis Yosef also, you learn quickly. Beis Yosef is a chazor of the whole sugya. Brings the Gemara and the Rebbe. Sorry? Kuf your test, back onto the first one. Oh, which is the Beis Yosef? On Kuf your test, it's the left one. On the first page of the left one. Good. Reuven Shemoch HaKol Sadeis of Neshima. Perik Kama Debo Bekama Beperik Misho Yon Nosi. Omar Rabbi Reuven Shemoch HaKol Sadeis of Neshima. V'hol HaShima Nomo HaKol Sadeis of Neshima. V'hol HaShima Nomo HaKol Sadeis of Neshima. V'hol Ba'achiv Dil Uvein Rotsu Mizegevi. Rotsu Mizegevi. V'loi Omar Onem Ado Zoven Beinimis. Aval Zoven Idis V'zi Buris Loi. V'omar El Ha'achid Daikim Zavni Idis V'zi Buris Ara Deloi Chazyoloch. Afil is Zoven Beinimis. Nami Loi Omar On Ero Deloi Shir Beinimis De Kavosi. Aval Shir Beinimis De Kavosi Gabi Shimin. Loi Gabi Minei Dematzi Omerei Nafil Chomokim Ligvis Mimenu Ufirish Rashi Perik Misho Yonosu. Yeah, this is typical Beis Yosef. Brings the Gemara and refers you to an important Rashi in Ksubis, which Rashi in our sugi doesn't bother about, but the Beis Yosef brings it in there because Lahaloch it's important. The any frame in the chosim mishubodim, and what comes shish b'nei chayri? That's the Rashi and Ksubis. Why? That's the Rashi that we learned in the Tosfos and Ksubis. So this is only if he did it in one shtar. Then he can say hiniach lechol Shimon mokum ligvis b'menu. Shimon left place with Reuven. When he took this Beinonis, he left the Ziburis there. And this one is not part of your Shibud. What's troubling you there, Jeff? Is a different Loshon Rashi there and Rashi in the Gemara? Same Loshon. The Chosva Tosfos below Nehira L'Ri. And Tosfos there in Ksubas writes that Ri objects. The Matzi Shimon Lememele, my time, Omer Rabbalan Eni Froim, and Echosim Mishubodim, and Mokom Shish B'nei Chayirin, because Shimon could say. Why do they say they do it for the lokeach? That's me. I forgot that right. Therefore, says the Rebbe, it could be talking about two stories, and still he can be goyver from Levi if he wants to. What will happen? Levi will push him off to Shimon, saying, "This field which I bought from Shimon was not the last field that Shimon bought from Reuven." Says Tosfos, no. Since Shimon has the right to push him off onto another field using the taina of Loinichali Betakanta de Rabbonin, that right Levi bought as well. Why not? Right? Veli Nirek Perisha Kuntris. But it's, I think it's like the Rashi, the Dafke. This is still the re-talking, isn't it? This is the Tosfos talking, not the Beis Yosef. Benidu Rikki Perish HaKuntras, the Dafke Bishtar Echot, Ava Bishtay Shtoros, Velokach Shimon Zibiris Bachroini, Velevi Lokach Meshimon, Oysa Shilifnei Acharino, Eino Yochel Ligvis Melevi. Do'omel Eila Hachi Tarchi Vizavni Arad Olei Chazi Lameikam Kamach. I especially bought land which was not the law, so that I wouldn't interfere with your rights. The Vadaim are Yukulum Yad Shimon Acharino, Shii Ziburi, so you're Magbilot. Because certainly, if they were all in Shimon's hands, he would have given you the Ziburis, the last one. And likewise, if Shimon took Idis last and Levi took that Idis, he couldn't claim that Idis from Levi. Then he would use the time of Lachitachi Vizvini, the vada ma yukulam biyad shimon abenin is vazibur shilokach lifnei achrayin shoyo idis hoyo magbeleva yo arushus biyode. I specially bought that land which I knew Shimon, if it were in Shimon's hands, wouldn't allow you to have. So I bought property which you couldn't have got to without me. There is a case of Rotsam Izegoyve. I feel the Bishnei Shtoris. Afal Pishalok at Levi Bishimon Oysom Shlifna Acharena, Beinyan, Shacharena Idis, where the last one is Idis. Varishena Shalokach Levi Beinanis, and Levi took Beinanis first. The Loy Shavak Beinanis Likavos, and he didn't leave another Beinanis, so he bought Beinanis and left Idis. This is the Pshita case. This is what we wanted to say, is exactly the Pshita case. The Loy Matzil Lemay Ma'ashta Tarchi Vizavni Arad Lechazilach Adkan Lashoyne. Valatrumus b'sha'ar dalet kosov b'shem rabvasa keferish Rashi. The Valatrumus wrote in the shame of his rabbeim like Rashi. The kosov d'achi mistaber, and he said in addition that the svora is like that. The Valatrumus uses his mesoris and the svora to paskin like Rashi. The gamma rosh kosov perekamet above kamek Rashi, and the rosh paskins like Rashi. The kosov harava magid perek yutes milchus malve, kosov bal ha'itur. He writes in the name of the Bala Itur, Ufishur Avasa Dafka Shimachor Nishim Vas Achas. Ibe Ze Achas Ze, Velokach Ziburus Bacharino, Loi Matzi Baal Chayv Lemigbi. Now you're on the right hand column. Loi Matzi Baal Chayv Lemigbi Beinanis, the Levi, the Ziburis, the Gabi Shimon Mishtabed Le, the Kivan, Shishimon Yochel Litchese, it's a Ziburis, Loi Mamoch Lelevi, Kospushito Veliode, Mitoch Kachesh, the Levi Litchese, it's a Ziburis to Shimon, Vachain Hilchesa, Vachain Hilchesa, Eilu Dvor of Zal Ve'ika. So is the Halacha. These are the words of the Bala Itur. The Iker and the Magid Mishnah Paskin is like the Bala Itur. So we've got an enormous range of Rishon in Paskining like Rashi against the Ri. We've got Tosfos himself. We've got the Rosh. We've got the Bala Itur. We've got the Sefer HaTrumis. And we've got the Magid Mishnah. And now the Beis Yosef joins them. Yeah.
The case there is where he bought Idis glass, let's say he bought Idis glass, and he sold that Idis on to Levi.
Right.
In that case, we said that he couldn't claim the Idis, that which was bought out.
Says Rashi.
The Baal Chov seems to, if the Baal Chov would come along, says Rashi, he could.
Well, Shnei Shtoros, in that case, he could. Why would he be able to buy from Levi? Who says Rashi says so in that case? The Shnei Shtoros ain't goyvim mi Levi. With two Shtoros, you cannot be goyvim mi Levi. Elaim kein lokach acharino. Where he took the last one. Yes, because the last one the shibud falls on. Right.
But we said not the pshita case is not like that. The second case of the pshita. Yes, the second case of the pshita where he bought Idis last, where Shimon bought Idis last, and he sold on empty Idis today. And we said in that case.
Amamocha, Idis, Vashir, Beinanis, Viziburis, my. He sold on the Idis, says Rove, Amamocha. Mamish like Abaya, Rashi is saying exactly like Abaya. Very hard.
Because the driver's motion is even that the word itself is strange. It's almost as if a buyer agrees with you.
No, why?
It's a suburb of a buyer.
When the Drisha makes the chiluk between the two cases, which two cases are you making a chiluk between? And what does it say is the chiluk?
The chiluk is the chiluk case. He sells on the Yiddish and he keeps back. He's only sells on the Yiddish. And he keeps back the others. Whereas in the second case, he's giving back both in the first case. In the second case, he's only giving back in this.
No, the first case he only keeps.
That won't help us. It's a strong kasha, what Jeff is saying on Rashi. It's very difficult. On that point, he's not. On that point, he's not. Yeah. Somebody said, I don't remember who it was, somebody wants to say that the Pshita case is not talking Mishnei Shtoris. No, you can't say that. It's not talking. Can't say that it's not talking Mishnei Shtoris. With it, what's talking about it is? But maybe not if it's Idis.
Now you could have a case where you could be going from Levi. If he sold on to him the one that many Shimon he wouldn't have pushed off. He would have
the one that is would have been rightfully his, even if he pushes away the takonah. You'll have to say that.
No, but Rashi doesn't say that.
You'll have to qualify that, Rashi. Yeah, you have to qualify that, Rashi. Elohim Ken, Lokach Acharino, then there is a case when you can be when you could claim from Levi. That would be if he took Benus or if he was an Isaac, I suppose. What will he say? Lunichli b'taklamas achomim. But where's the mamocha? What right has he got? Not to push him off. How can he push a nizak off Idis?
In this case, you say because you say if she would take on
Sahom. Right. Yeah, he'll end up with Idis. The only thing that we've had that you can push them off what is rightfully theirs is with the Ishatkis. The last case of the Tosfos, yeah. Where Tosfos learns his own shat. Yes, and you're right. That's how Tosfos learns. But you've got to learn that in the Rashi itself. Yeah, you've got to say that in the Rashi itself. Yeah, you've got to say that in the Rashi as well. Yeah. Yeah. Let's do the next little piece of Beis Yosef. Rotsom izeh goyve pirish Rashi. Uchud ha'masayim va'azel. The zavin levi mishimun beinanish shishibud bal choiv. You, by taking all the fields of Reuven, have put yourself in his place. And as long as I find anything of Reuven's in your possession, I will not go to Levi because he's left me something to claim from. However, Rotzom Elevi Goyve, Kagunim Lo Yimso Etzel Shimon Mishol Reuven, Elo Ziburis. If he'll only find Ziburis by Shimon, then he has the right to go to Levi. Goyve Beinonis Me Levi, Do Omer Leilo Kachta Es Shibudi Beinonis, Shidini Mutal Aleo. You took my Shibud of Beinonis. Why is it my Shibud? Because my Din isn't Beinonis. Afa Gav Yilu Lekachol Levi of the Beinonis Zumir Reuven. Aye, what would have happened had Levi bought the Beinonis directly from Reuven? Veiniach Etzle Ziburis, and he would have left only Ziburis by Reuven. Then the Baal Chiv de Reuven couldn't have come. You only use that in that case where Reuven is the Baal Chiv. And because of Tikkun Olam, the Rabbonim instituted the Takona calls Manshish Etzel Baal Chiv. Kedei Chiv. As long as the Baal Chiv has enough to pay with Lo Yitzrev Lekuchos, you don't go to the buyers. But can Shimon love Baal Chiv? But here Shimon, who is the alternate holder of the grounds, is not a Baal Chayv. Baf Olav Mikach Tuch Bulbo, you've got to take it away unfairly from either of them. Whether you take it from Shimon or from Levi makes no difference. In either case, they were not the Baal Chayv. The only time we don't allow you to go to the Lakuach is if you could go to the Baal Chayv himself. But if you're not dealing with a Baal Chayv and it's a question of this Lakuach or that Lakuach, it makes no difference which one you go to. If Shimon has got nothing but Idis, does the Baal Chayv have the right to claim Idis? Would appear that since Shimon took all the shibudim of the Baal Chayv, and the Baal Chayv litzrach v'lachzor achar lekuchos acherim, the Baal Chayv does not have to go after Levi. He has the option to, but he doesn't have to. Elakol anin tzabiyad Shimon yikach v'afilu idis adkan l'shoyner. The Rosh Paskin, you remember that therefore, even if Shimon has only got an idis, the Baal Chayv is entitled to take that idis, and he is not obligated to go after Levi. V'chein kosov bala itu, or bala trumas b'sha adalas b'shem Rabbeinu Haigo. And that's pshat in the tour when he says in the second line, "V'loy mibayah shiochol ligvus me'aziburis shibiyad Shimon el afilu loy nisha biyodo elu idis yochol ligvus mimenu." He can take from Shimon even idis, even though there's beinonis by Levi. He is not obligated to go to Levi because the two paskins like the Rosh, the paskins like the Sefer Atrumas. V'chosu v'Rav HaMagid b'Ferek HaNizkar, and Rav HaMagid, the Magid Mishnah, wrote in Perek Yutes, v'yesh l'Ramban v'la'ashbo shito b'Ferek Shmu Azu. And the Ramban and the Ashbo have a different shita here. V'yeroye mimeno, it would appear from their shita, left-hand column, she'im lokach Levi ziburis v'eile etzel Shimon beinonis elo idis, that if Levi took ziburis and doesn't, and Shimon only has, if Levi took ziburis and Shimon has only got idis, Tzorif mi ziburis de Levi im yirtzeh. He may take from ziburis. Who's tiny? Of course he can take from Levi from ziburis. What's the chiddush of the Ramban and Rashbo? The Rosh's chiddush was that he doesn't have to, that he may take from the idis of the Rosh, of Shimon if he wants to. What is the Magid Mishnah bringing from the Rashbo and the Ramban? That we should still have a look at. I want to leave it there, but right. Why not? But he says, look at Levi Ziburis. Levi's got the Ziburis, but ain't it a Shimon Beinonis? Elo Idis. Shimon has got Idis.
Levi's got Beinonis and Ziburis. Only the Baal Chayv would have to come and take the Beinonis.
No, I was saying Levi hasn't got Beinonis. Nobody's got Beinonis. There's no Beinonis. Levi's got Ziburis and yeah, Levi's got Ziburis and Shimon has got Idis. Because maybe we don't, since he's entitled to take the Idis of Shimon, maybe was yeah. Please chazer this up, because this really gives you the whole sugya in your hand, and the only way to chazer is with your Gemara open and to keep on referring back to your Gemara. And to finish it off till the end, and then on Sunday we'll finish it and we'll do the Shulchan Aruch Kiseida. But it's worth the time that you spend on it. Such easy learning for this hot weather and the end of the year. Truly is the ideal limud, because you know all the Gemara already, hopefully. It's just a matter of summarizing it and putting it into its correct halachic perspective. And Mitzvah Hashem, Sunday we'll move on to the Shulchan Aruch as well. So finish off with them rather. No, rather than have a half baked thing, is rather finish. Yeah. Before Shkia is arrived. After Shkia you shouldn't eat. After Shkia you shouldn't eat before Maariv.